Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Christina Butts joining us from NCBA in just a moment. Wheat Watch 2014. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says a new technology is helping speed up conventional wheat breeding and selection. That technology is called double haploid.
This is a technology that is just taking off in wheat. What that is allowing us to do is what I call speed breed, do accelerated breeding where you turn the breeding program over faster. Anytime you can turn that program over faster and everything else stays the same, you're going to make better gains. As an example, at Oklahoma State University, we're looking at a derivative of Gallagher, a progeny of Gallagher that's in its third year of statewide testing. Before double haploids, we would have never looked at that opportunity. It would have been 8 to 10 year spread. So a 3 year spread versus a 10 year, you can see what kind of effect that can have long term.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, whose Oklahoma State University wheat breeding program supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. USDA's Farm Service Agency offices are open for business when it comes to ranchers being able to sign up for the USDA disaster assistance programs restored by passage of the 2014 Farm Bill. That includes being able to sign up for the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, the Livestock Indemnity Program, as well as ELAP, the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program. According to Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, this is all about playing catch up when it comes to livestock disaster assistance.
USDA for the last few months has been working really hard to implement one of the first programs that was authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill, the disaster programs. And this has been an issue that's been near and dear to a lot of producers that are members of NCBA. And it was one of the many topics that we're working on through the development of what finally became the 2014 Farm Bill. So it's good news. Our legislative conference was going on here in Washington just last week. And quite a few of our producers actually joined NCBA staff for a meeting with the Farm Service Agency and their administrator, talking about these programs, what it means to cattle producers, thanking them for the time that we know they've invested on trying to get these programs up and going, and quite frankly, also the training throughout the country, just to make sure that the county FSA offices as well as the state FSA offices are ready to go for when producers start coming in as early as today, looking for those disaster assistance over the last few years.
As we mentioned, there's about three different programs that cattle producers may well be eligible for the years 2012 and 2013, and a little bit here already of 2014. Christina Butts says it's important that you get your records together as you head to the FSA office.
Some of the records that might be required or requested is obviously ownership of livestock or the cattle, any types of invoices or feed bills, et cetera, if you're looking for some of the livestock forage programs or others of these programs that FSA has available to producers. So it might be worth a call to your FSA office before you actually make the trip down there just to see what programs that you might qualify for, so that way you can start working on getting the correct documentation put together before you make the trip down to the FSA office. But the message that we heard from headquarters last week when our members were in town is that they're here to help. They want to work with producers. They want to be able to provide this assistance. They realize that since we haven't had disaster assistance since 2011, that there's going to be a lot of questions along the way. But FSA is really looking forward to working with producers throughout the country to try to get them the assistance they need as soon as possible.
As for the type of disasters that these programs address,
so obviously the drought that's been plaguing most of our country for the last few years, it started out in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, now has moved further west, California, Nevada, those parts of the states. When you start looking at the blizzard conditions that plagued the Dakotas, Nebraska, Colorado, wildfires, any type of a natural disaster, whether it might be a flood, fire, drought, blizzard type of conditions, those will all be disasters that will be covered under this disaster assistance program. So producers that have experienced any of that, have the documentation, need to make a trip down to their county FSA office and start those conversations about what benefits they might have available for them under this disaster package.
Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office talking about disaster assistance for livestock producers, once again available courtesy of the 2014 Farm Law. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, April 18th on Real TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time this Friday, 37,300 head to be selling, 7,700 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves, 14,900 calves on cows. For details about a specific time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction this Friday. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.